On.
Good morning, Bob.
Hello.
Get started with Manolo today.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Good. I see your hands raised. I just figured out that that's what that meant. You see your little hand raised there?
Either that or I'm asking for a sandwich there.
You see that though? Can you see the hand raised thing?
The hand. Yeah. Is you is either that or I'm requesting a sandwich in a restaurant or something like that.
Well, it took me all spring to figure that out. I thought you guys were just saying hi to me.
Hey, Bob, you always say that the success of a major league team is not only necessarily the 25 or 26 men you have in a roster at that moment, but about five or six other guys you have there in the minors. Being said, remembering what you always say, do you believe that now when the A's has made the announcement of the reassignments today, that this group of guys that you send into the minors are probably the make the A's a lot more deeper looking forward to 2021?
Yeah, and five or six is too few. I mean, if you look at it, we go through upwards of 45 to actually 50 players some years. So it's more than that. But I felt like coming into the spring, maybe our depth was a little short, and I certainly feel a lot better about it now. So we obviously have a few more cuts to make, which will add to the depth. But I think that's one of the most surprise, not surprising, but the things that I feel best about this spring was that we do have more depth than I originally thought.
Yeah, you have AJ Puck today. Are you looking more for length, command, or a combination of both?
Combination of both. Hopefully you can get out to, somewhere in four innings, hopefully. But all the above, and he has the ability to do all the above. So hopefully it all comes together for him today. I do have one announcement for you. We have Jed Lowrie has been told he's made the team. So just thought I'd throw that in there.
Matt.
Hey Bob, have you also told Garcia that he's making the team as the backup?
I have told him
And just what overall did he show to convince you guys that he could handle that?
that. Well, I mean, we talk obviously about a lot about do spring training numbers count? And in his case, they certainly do. And not only has he swung the bat well, he's hitting over 340 or something like that. His catching ability is tremendous. We've talked a lot about that, whether it's framing, whether it's calling a game. I thought he did a fantastic job with Cole Irvin last night, pitching in just enough, getting some called strikeouts in there, sinker changeup, just enough curveballs, keep him off balance. So his last couple outings and what he did with Dalton as well the last time really resonated. We saw it early on in spring, just talking to him, he has a great aptitude to catch. So he deserves to make the team.
And then with Jed, going into the season, are you guys confident that he can be regularly at second base? Is that the plan right now?
It is. I mean, it's more of a kind of monitor each and every day thing. I don't know how many games in a row he would be able to play. Obviously the games are going to be nine innings, so we will have coverage there. He can DH some, even though we kind of target more and more for that. But yeah, I think the fact that we're running him out there every other day at second base basically, and he's doing fine with it would suggest that that's his position.
Vince.
Good morning, Bob. How do you, with AJ pitching today, how does he just control the fact that it's a spring training outing? He's trying to get to continue his growth and know that there's still a chance to make the opening day roster. How do you get him to just focus on doing his job?
All he had to do was look at last night. Cole was under the same circumstance, and that was he. You get a chance to start a game, and then you run over there and you say, "Okay, I'm trying to make a team." And then you look at the lineup that he had to face last night. So all he's got to do is look at that. AJ's got the stuff to perform really well, and he just needs to kind of minimize his thoughts and make pitches. Not to think too far into it, even though he kind of knows what's at stake today. But if he can just do that and just focus on each and every pitch that he needs to make and repeating it with his stuff, he should do fine.
Does he look like a confident pitcher? And we're focusing on velocity numbers, which he's not, and they may come back a tick or two, but just the way that he is going about his business, does he look like a guy that feels like he can compete?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a different guy this spring, you know, in the fact that he's fully healthy and not guarding anything and, you know, just talking to him after that, the injury's not an issue, and sometimes that can weigh in the back of your mind. So, yeah, I think, you know, certainly when you have success and you have his kind of stuff, you're going to look confident. Other times when maybe your command's not there and you're searching to throw a strike, it might look not as confident. So I think it's important he gets off to a good start today.
And finally, I know you don't give out like spring training awards, but would Nick Allen get a most improved player kind of award, more so from what he's done with the bat and the way he looks at the plate, not having the bat knocked out of his hand, and he's been able to do some things successfully?
I would have to think a little bit more as far as most improved, but I would agree, you know, with what you said for sure. I mean, he looks like a different guy at the plate. We've always known that he's a special caliber infielder, especially at shortstop. He's really shown that he can play second base too with some of the turns that he's made. But I think he looks like a completely different player offensively. And we've kind of challenged him to each and every at bat, have a plan, know what you want to do on that particular at bat, whether it's a situational bat, whether you're leading off an inning, whether you have somebody in scoring position, to really focus on what the task at hand is at that particular plate appearance. And I think that's served him well.
Manolo.
Bob, how Fires came out of his pen session?
Good, really good. So he will pitch. Manaea is going to throw. No, Montas is going to throw on the off day. Fires are going to throw on the other side of that. So that'll be the first day that he gets some hitters.
Yeah, are you optimistic? Thanks to his experience, he knows what he's doing. What he knows, he knows his body. That probably, you know, is an optimistic chance that he'll be able to pitch sometime in April for you guys.
Sometime in April, I think that's fair. Yeah, I do. Where and when, I'm not sure yet. We'll see how he gets through, you know, throwing to hitters when we have the workout. But I think April would be fair.
Matt?
Wendelken hasn't pitched in a couple of days, and I didn't see him on the schedule for the next few. Is everything okay with him?
Yeah, he's having a baby right now. So they induced. He went home, went back. Was it yesterday or the day before? But we'll see him at the workout. He's in the process of having his first child.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.